Annie Dugan joins us this morning, the curator and executive director of the Duluth Art Institute, to tell us where's art. Good morning there, sunshine.
Good morning. We are starting off the week on Tuesday at the Sami Cultural Center. The Sami Cultural Center, the Sami people of Finland are the indigenous people of that area, and folks in our neck of the woods have quite a bit of a connection to Scandinavia, of course, and so the Sami Cultural Center is in fairly new, maybe 3 or 4 years old. They have a very, very sweet exhibition space, and they have an open house and an opening on Tuesday starting at 4 p.m. for an international art project entitled Imago Mundi, The Art of Humanity. And it's a international show that's really quite remarkable, and I love that they're bringing it here. The whole purpose, it's a collection by the Benetton founder, and the whole purpose is the idea to unite diversities, the diversities of cultures in our globe through the name of art. So all of the pieces are 10 by 12 centimeter format, but they represent cultures from around the globe. So you can kind of get an international feel on Tuesday, which is exciting. Thursday, Brian Barber, who is one of my absolute favorite artists in the community, I enjoy humor, as I know you do as well, Lisa. And I think what I love about Brian's work is it's just plain fun. The opening is at 6 p.m. at Beaner's, and the title of the show is Wild Kingdom. And Brian has created animals, reindeer, bears, anything and everything, but with unique personalities that definitely come through in his work. So I'm really excited to see that on Thursday. And then Friday at ICO, of course, the American Indian Housing Center is opening a show. They do fabulous work, and they are opening a show called Standing Strong for Our Precious Water, an art exhibit that celebrates the work that people and artists are doing at Standing Rock. There's 100 artists from our community that are participating. It all sort of came about by a conversation between Mira Villard, who's the cultural programmer at ICO, and Janet McTavish, who's a phenomenal quilter. And Janet's quilt is sort of the centerpiece, but then we have just a rock star roster of artists who are participating in this show. Karen Savage Blue, Carl Gobway, Carolyn Sue Olson, Jeff Savage, Leah Yellowbird, Ivy Vineo, Steve Primo. I mean, it is just an amazing list of artists who are participating and showing off what that protest has meant to the Native community and the community at large, because it really is, I think, an issue of our time. So I love that they're having an art exhibition on this. And then if you feel terrible that you missed out on the winter market or the fiber sale and all of the other local art bazaars and craft sales that were this past weekend, do not fear, because...
This was a moment of radio tension. You said your phone went dead for a second, and you said you missed out on the winter market and the don't fear, and then you went silent.
Oh no, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. I wish I'd done it on purpose, but I didn't. So, all right, why aren't we supposed to fear?
You don't have to worry, because this Saturday and Sunday, the Lincoln Building ceramic artists are having a explosion of ceramic art. Hopefully not an explosion. They're having a show that will explode your mind at the Lincoln Building Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5, and then and there's three others. Well, actually, there's probably even more than that. But Washington Studios, which is a collection of artists in our community, they're having an open house and open studio. Emerson School, which is another collection of artists in our community, they're having an open house. and sale. And then the Red Herring is having an event called Market du Nord on Saturday that features local hand crafters. So we have you covered this weekend. You don't have to cry for having missed out this weekend. So plenty as always, Lisa.
Yeah, you're kind of getting the hang of this radio thing and how to build suspense and how to draw in an audience.
The mute button.
I'm kind of proud of you, Annie. I got to say, I'm kind of proud of you.
Oh, good.
Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again in a week.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Oh, that rascally Annie Dugan. She is our host for Where's Art? Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.